keeping the gates open. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. For many years, one of the best means of educating the non-farm public about the importance of livestock to our farmers is through exhibits at county and state fairs, Farm City Day events, and agritourism operations. And making sure the general public remains safe from the spread of diseases from these events is an ongoing educational effort with the Department of Agriculture. And this week, three regional workshops have been held across the state in cooperation with UT Extension, the Tennessee Association of Fairs, and the Tennessee Department of Health.
Well, we've seen outbreaks all across the United States, and the same risks exist in Tennessee as other states where outbreaks have occurred. So we're trying to be proactive and work with UT Extension, with the Department of Agriculture and the Ag Marketing Services, and it's been a good collaboration and educational effort.
Dr. John Dunn is with the Tennessee Department of Health, and he says there are a number of diseases that can be transmitted from animals to humans, but a simple practice of washing your hands can make all the difference.
And that is a key message that venue operators need to think about, not only to provide the facilities for hand washing and some educational materials like signs, but also to design their facilities in such a way as to encourage people to use the hand washing facility. So as they exit an animal area or the petting zoo, to have those facilities available for folks to use.
The Department of Agriculture's Fair Administrator, Lynn Williams, says these regional workshops have been well attended with a good message to take home.
To reinforce those good common sense things and to keep updates, you know, to the fairs and agritourism and to the public.
And for more information on farm animal exhibits, you can contact the Tennessee Department of Agriculture. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.